in-your-face ideas. They got arrested and thrown in jail, but nothing shut them up. They fought and fought until they earned the rights they should have had all along. I write the best report ever. Anything I copy from a book, I put in quotes and footnotes. Feetnote? I use books, magazine articles, and a videotape. I think about looking for an old suffragette in a nursing home, but they are probably all dead. I even hand it in on time. Mr. Neck scowls. He looks down on me and says, "To get credit for the report, you have to deliver it orally, tomorrow, at the beginning of class." Me.
I've noticed that Melinda admires people who speak out about situations that are wrong. Her lab partner, David Petrakis, spoke out about Mr. Neck's racist remarks, and the suffragists spoke out against the unfair treatment of women. Do you think that Melinda will ever have the nerve to follow their examples and speak? We're on page 155 at the section called No Justice, No Peace.
No justice, no peace. There is no way I'm reading my suffragette report in front of the class. That wasn't part of the original assignment. Mr. Neck changed it at the very last second because he wants to flunk me or hates me or something. But I've written a really good report, and I'm not going to let an idiot teacher jerk me around like this. I ask David Petrakis for advice. We come up with a plan. I get to class early when Mr. Neck is still in the lounge. I write what I need to on the board and cover the words with a suffragette protest sign. My box from the copy shop is on the floor. Mr. Neck walks in. He grumbles that I can go first. I stand suffragette tall and calm. It is a lie. My insides feel